Hi, it's Eva Cox with the latest attempt at a more civil society. While I was about to record this, there was the first, probably the first, I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days, attempt to unseat a current Prime Minister, and it failed. But I wanted to actually raise the issue about what's happening with this. If Malcolm Turnbull goes, the last Prime Minister we'll have that actually finished his elected time was John Howard. And that's over a decade ago. So we've had a decade of no Prime Minister finishing their time. This really puts a very serious warning on what we're doing in politics, because people can't take politicians seriously if they keep disappearing and doing things like that. We have a trust deficit. There was another survey that came out yesterday that indicated that there were going to be some trust deficits. People don't trust the government to do the right thing. If you look at what they're fighting about the NEG, they're fighting about our power bills, they're fighting about whether we should even mention the fact that we've got a climate change. That's despite the fact that we've actually got some horrific weather changes both here and in the Northern Hemisphere. It really seems to me that the government is more and more out of touch with what the voters want, and they think the voters want cheaper energy bills. Yes, of course we want cheaper energy bills, but we want to know what sort of society we're living in. We want a sense of confidence that those people that we pay to go to Canberra and the various other parliament houses actually do have our interests under concern, not just their interest in surviving and their jobs. There was this neat thing somebody said in the last couple of weeks that anybody who was sort of worried about making a career in politics should not be a politician, because they should be worrying about what the people they represent want, not whether or not they're going to be paid after the next election. And I think we'd have to do some really serious rethinking about the sort of society we want to live in. And that's why I've been running these things called A Truly Civil Society, A More Civil Society, and various other comments about it for the last few years now, because we actually have to have a discussion about the future we want. It's all very well protesting against what we don't want. But somebody, and I think it has to be some of us, have to start thinking about how do we create a good society. What sort of society do we want to live in? How can we get ourselves out of this economic mess where people assume for a few dollars a week we're going to shift our votes, and we have governments rising and falling on completely ridiculous things which really don't relate to the way we see ourselves, our relationships to other people, the society we're living in? So we'll find out over the next few days whether Malcolm survives, whether Peter Dutton comes in, which I think would be a very scary option, I think a very uncivil society, judging by most of the things he'd said publicly, and whether maybe politicians are going to somehow learn a lesson, that maybe they ought to really start thinking about the society we live in, not their jobs, and not just gross domestic product. Just briefly about Dutton. He's an ex-copper. He's got some very rigid views. He's made quite a few racist statements, and he just sees lots of people in the community as not being of any value. We don't need that. We need a leader, and unfortunately, Turnbull's not showing himself up this way, as somebody who can actually try and make us behave at our best behaviour, not our worst behaviour. I'm scared that if Dutton gets in, he will encourage us to be nasty, to actually approve of him being a strong man, of running some of these really retro sort of views that have been around for a while about making Australia great by being racist and exclusionary and self-interested. I think we've got to be very careful and start building on the idea of creating a truly civil society and trying to convince both major parties, because I think they're both guilty on this, that we actually need to be able to develop a trustworthiness in our political parties that is signally missing. And when it's missing, unfortunately, we start behaving less like citizens and more like customers, demanding we get a product we want rather than a country we want to live in.